During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name is Paul. I'm a first time, I discovered your channel like 2 days ago, so I've been listening to it like nonstop ever since. Love what I'm hearing, think you guys are great, love all the stories I'm hearing. And I like that you guys are kind of like non-judgmental about anybody's story and kind of just taking it all in and actually talking about it in a positive way and like real life discussions to try to understand what's going on. With that being said, I have a story for you guys. I'll give you a little bit of background on it. Hopefully it's not a little long and hopefully I don't want to ramble, but just to give a little bit of background, we're Asian. We're from Southeast Asia. I was born here, but my parents are from Southeast Asia. Came in 83. I'm 31 years old. Born in 1985. Basically, in Southeast Asian culture, and this may be most Asian cultures actually, there's a saying that if you are drunk or intoxicated in some type of way, whether it's alcohol or drugs, spirits can enter your body more easily. Like you could easily be possessed, I guess they would say. With that being said, my father died on September 27th, 1992. We just, had his anniversary, his death anniversary, 23rd death anniversary, a couple weeks ago. I remember afterwards, me and my older sister went to go eat afterwards, and we started talking about my dad, and she brought up one night that happened about a year after he died and asked me if I remembered it. At first, I didn't remember it, but once she started bringing it up, I was like, I remember it kind of like as clear as day. So I kind of think it was sort of like a repressed memory. With that being said, my dad died, in 1992. My mom remarried about a year later to my stepdad. And in our community, we're Asian American, Southeast Asian American. Cambodian to be specific. Where we live at, it's the community, everybody pretty much knows each other. So everybody in the community knew my father. Everybody in the community knew my stepdad. So, them getting remarried after a year. Some say it might be too soon, but, it wasn't really that big of a deal, not to me and my sister either. Now, the story I'm going to tell you guys is this happened when I was 9 years old. This happened in 93, because I remember I was still, my sister's 3 years older than me. I was still sleeping with her in her room. I didn't probably start sleeping by myself till I was about 10. And I remember one night, me and my sister were talking about it. I do remember one night the my mom and dad just came back from a wedding, or my mom and stepdad came back from a wedding, one of their friends' weddings, late at night. We were already in bed by at that point. I remember, you know, we were watching TV. We all just fell asleep. I don't know what time it was, but we just remember waking up, and my stepdad was banging on our door. And we were just like, you know, wondering why it was he was banging on our door. We just kind of ignored it. My mom and my stepdad, they never really argued at that point either. And this is like, they were like arguing, and he was banging on my door. We were kind of groggy waking up, me and my sister. We didn't know what was going on. We were scared, not scared of anything ghostly, just mostly like, you know, what's going on? You know, why is he banging on our door? So my sister, you know, she was brave about it. She went to go open the door. As soon as she opened the door, you know, my stepdad, you know, he just came into the room, started hugging us, just saying that he misses us, and you know, he was crying the whole time, and he had his eyes closed, and then like he just, you know, hugging us and saying that he missed us, and you know, we were just confused because we were just like, okay, we didn't know what was going on. My mom came in there, and she would just start slapping him in his face, and she was just like, you know, in our language, like, you know, we don't want you here, you know, go home, go away, like, what are you doing here, and we, you know, me and my sister, we just looked at each other like, I don't know what the hell is going on, you know, we just don't know what the hell is going on, you know, we're just like, we don't know what's going on, he's, you know, we're like, he's drunk, you know, he must be drunk. So with that being said, you know, my mom finally got out of the room, and we tried to just go back to sleep or ignore it, but we still kind of heard the commotion going on, and then, you know, I kind of, we were already up at that point. I got up, got out the room, went outside to the hallway, and then, you know, all the lights are on. They're still, my mom and him are still arguing. And then I see my stepdad try to call my aunt. He tried to call her, pick up the phone and call my aunt, which was my real dad's little sister. And my mom just snatched the phone from him, was like, what are you doing? You know, it's late at night. And then the whole time, he's just crying there, saying that he misses us. You know, he wish he was here. He's sorry. You know, it was just really, really confusing the whole night. And me being 9 years old, I just didn't know what was going on. I was like, you know, whatever, F it. I'm going to go back to sleep. I don't know what's going on. You know, the next day, all that kind of went on for like another hour or so, and then it finally quieted down. Afterwards, at the next day, you know, we woke up, you know, came down for breakfast or whatnot. You know, my stepdad, he looked like, you know, he looked terrible. Like, he looked like he had a rough night, which he obviously did. And then I didn't say anything to him. Me and my sister just kind of look at him like, you know, kind of funny. Like, but he was just like kind of zoned out, like he needed some coffee, or like he was just like kind of like he got off of a hangover. He went up to go take a shower. My mom came down. She was like, you know, don't say anything about what happened last night to your stepdad. I was like, okay. And I didn't think nothing of it. And then from that point on, I think I must have forgot about it, because I never thought about it again from that point. Now, when I talked about my sister, she told me that, I don't know if you remember that night, but my sister, you know, I was 9. She was 12 years old, so, you know, she's a little bit more older than me, more mature, knows what's kind of going on. She told me that her and my mom talked about it. Apparently, my real dad possessed my stepdad because he was drunk. And that was my real dad that was, you know, doing all that. And, you know, like, I was like, whoa. Like, that memory stuck with, you know, like, I never remembered it, but now that I remembered it, it was like everything's kind of, now that I remember what he said and all the things we were doing, it kind of clicked for me, like, whoa, like, did that really happen? You know, like, I just, you know, and then, like, my sister remembers it more vividly than I do, but now that, you know, I kind of thinking about it more and more, it's like, I don't know if that really happened or not, but my sister told me that a couple of days afterwards, my mom called some monks to come over and come bless our house. You know, we're Buddhist, and, you know, like, a lot of that stuff is in a part of our culture. And you know, I never had any other instances with that, anything like that happening with my stepdad. My sister told me that afterwards, though, maybe like a week later, my stepdad asked my sister to take, you know, to go to my dad's grave with him. And my sister told me that he brought some flowers, went to dad's grave, and, you know, he went there by himself. My sister stayed in the car, but he stayed there for about like 3 minutes, and my sister could tell like he was like probably talking to my dad's gravesite. So I don't know if my stepdad was aware of that happening to him or he just got a feeling, but I don't know. I just thought this whole situation was pretty wild to be when it happened. And, you know, now that I thought about that, this might have, like, you know, my sister, my mom, and me, like, we obviously never talked about it, because I totally forgot about it until my sister brought it up to me. But now that I remember everything, I'm just like, you know, if that's what really happened, like, you know, we think that's what happened, then, you know, I don't know how you guys feel about possessions, but, you know, that's kind of the situation for that. And I don't know if that's something that, you know, we need to be worried about in the future, or is that something that was kind of a one-time thing. But like I said, you know, from that night on, you know, we never had anything going on. You know, it's been 23 years now. You know, love my stepdad. You know, he always treated me well, you know, never, like, I never had an issue with him. So, and I love my father too, my real dad. And you know, I guess I want to say, if I kind of knew that was him during that time, I think I would have, you know, I might have said a couple more things instead of just kind of, you know, like just being dumbfounded about everything. But, you know, that's pretty much my story, guys. And, you know, I'm hearing you guys, and I love what I'm hearing. I'm going to sign up for the payment thing, because I love hearing you guys' story. And, you know, hope to hear more good things from you guys. Thanks, guys. Take care.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.
Your social media feed says eat more protein, track your sleep, boost your VO2 max, wake up and cold plunge, cleanse yourself of parasites. You're intrigued, but confused. So where can you turn? Welcome to Health Versus Hype, the show where we take the loudest wellness trends on the internet and ask the questions only science can answer. What's real, what's exaggerated, and what is completely wrong? I'm Trace Dominguez. Each episode, we show the science behind viral health claims, from high-protein diets to cold plunges, detoxing to sleep tech obsession. And we talk to the people in the middle of it all. Influencers, the curious, but more importantly, doctors and researchers. Not to cancel the trend, not to hype it more, but to understand it. Listen to Health Versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Slow the scroll. Start asking better questions.
Hey, this is Danielle Robey, host of Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club, a podcast where great stories, bold women, and irresistible conversations collide. You know, cotton is a part of so many of life's everyday comforts, from what we wear to what we wrap ourselves in. And it's especially present in the quiet, cozy moments, like reading a book you can't put down. Which brings me to our new segment, The Book Nook, where we explore the rituals that make reading feel just right. For me, that means cotton everything. I live in LA, it's summer, and even when it's warm, I want to feel wrapped up and relaxed. When I'm home, I curl up with this super soft cotton blanket. It's lightweight and breathable and perfect for long reading stretches. I've got my favorite matching cotton lounge set on too. It's basically my reading uniform. And I'm nestled on my couch by the window, iced coffee clinking, book in hand. It's truly my ideal reading setup. Thanks to Cotton for bringing this segment to life and reminding us that comfort and style can go hand in hand. Don't forget to check the tag for Cotton. And if you want to learn more, head to thefabricofourlives.com.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Sunday. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.